This is Apollo Control at 81 hours, 4 minutes. We're standing by now to regain radio contact with Apollo 16, now in its fourth revolution of the moon. Now, this will be the last frontside pass prior to the time the crew begins their scheduled 9-hour rest period, and should be a relatively quiet period. And the flight dynamics officer has just reported that their latest tracking shows the spacecraft to be in an orbit of 58.6 by 10.6 nautical miles. As a result of that descent orbit insertion maneuver, we're about 10 seconds now from regaining radio contact. We've had acquisition of signal.
Apollo 16, Houston. Apollo 16, Houston, how you read?
You're bye-bye, Hank.
Roger. Our data down here we worked on during the backside shows you're in 58.8 by 10.6.
Okay, and while we were on the backside, we had a couple of main B undervolt lights.
Roger, copy. You want to tell us about it?
Stand by, yeah. It was when Ken was messing around with the sim bay, and he'll fill you in.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a little behind on the sequence already, I think. But as soon as I turned the, had the mapping camera on, and it worked fine, I turned the pan camera on. And as soon as I went to operate on the pan camera, we got a main B undervolt. So I turned it back to standby and left it there. Charlie said he saw about 25 volts on main B. and concluded I'd wait and let you take a look at it. And then we got another main B undervolt some 5 minutes or so later. And it, again, was a momentary. By the time we looked at it, it all looked pretty normal. The only, we checked the fuel cell regulator pressures. They looked good. And really don't have any idea what might have caused it.
Yeah, all the things we could check look okay. Hank, we got, it might not even be a small anomaly, but fuel cell 3, the H2 flow's running a little bit higher than the O2 flow, but the regulated pressure looks fine to me. But the other two fuel cells, H2 and O2, match.
Roger, we copy, Charlie.
My guess is when you dump the DSE, the whole story would be right on there, probably.
Okay, Chad, done.
When you get the DSE translated, it'll probably tell you what happened.
Roger, we copy.
Hank, you really can see both the mass spec and the gamma ray booms deployed.
Roger, I understand you can see them both.
That's firm. Looks like a couple of feet of the boom is about all you can see.
You really got us puzzled with this undervolt now because the pan camera runs off from main A.
Yeah, we noticed the same thing. It may not be rational, but it just seemed like that was the... I touched one switch and got a main undervolt, so I took it back off again. Decided to let you think about it before I
did
anything more.
Possible that it doesn't have any connection.
Roger.
I still have the power on it, Hank. I've got it in standby and power on.
Roger, copy. And Ken, I'd like to verify, is your non-essential bus on main A or main B?
That's main A.
Roger.
Last night we think we got verification that we could wear the LCGs to bed tonight and be all ready to go for in the morning.
That is affirmative.
Okay. Anybody thought any more about my suit?
We've thought about it and smoked it over and we kind of think maybe we ought to do nothing unless you have some real bad trouble tomorrow.
like if we can't get it zipped. Can I use my pliers on it to pull the zipper closed? Houston 16, do you read, over?
Roger, reading you 5x5, John, go ahead.
Okay, if I have trouble closing it, can I use my pliers to get a better grip on it to pull it closed? Because it took me the better part of 20 minutes of the day to do it, and it usually takes about 2. There's a place on there in the small of Charlie's back where that thing is just separated too far apart on the restraint zipper for me to pull it closed easily. When he gets on the LCG, the FCS, and the UCD bulk in there, the suit is going to be farther apart than it was yesterday.
John, we talked to Dave about that, and he said the big problem is you can't arch your back in zero G as well. He had a lot of trouble too, but on the moon and 1/6 G, he had no problem at all because the gravity helped him arch his back. Does that sound like the problem? You just couldn't get arched back there far enough to do it?
Got me there. He looked like he was arched as much as he usually is. But you're saying if I can't do it in zero G, we go on down to the moon and try it in 1/6 G?
Well, that sounds pretty good, John. We did look at a backup procedure here, but it's a long thing that involves using a needle and pulling things together like you're sewing.
Hank, I think to give us every benefit of the doubt that I will not, I don't plan to wear the FCS probably tomorrow, and I'll just use the LCG and the UCD.
Roger, understand, and could you give us auto on a high gain?
There you go. Hank, also, we'd like to get permission to fill the drink bags tonight to save a few minutes also, if you think that's going to be all right.
Roger that. Go ahead and do that, Charlie.
All right.
Ken, we can't find any connection between the pan camera and main bus A, and we were wondering, main bus B, and we were wondering if when you got the second momentary one under volt, were you moving any switches at that time?
That's negative.
Roger, the first one was a momentary also?
Yeah, it could be, or it could be that the sensor is triggering at the wrong level. It could be that the sensor shifted up to something that looks reasonable. I wouldn't object to, we still got the pan camera power on, I wouldn't object to hit it to operate for a second and back off. Go ahead and use a couple of frames just to let you watch it.
Stand by, Ken.
Houston, 16.
Go ahead.
T-Com satisfied with his glycol evap out. We got all scale high here.
Stand by.
Stand by a minute, Charlie. 16 Houston, ECOM advises that's the top of the scale, that you're still okay. You should now monitor rad out.
Okay, rad out is 75.
Roger.